If you would be turning with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. I want to read you something here that I read that John Newton wrote after he preached a message on 1 Chronicles 17, verses 16 and 17. This text, they say, at least that's what they wrote online that I read, but this is where he wrote Amazing Grace from this passage. But just listen to what he says after he preached. He wrote this in his diary, so I don't know that he intended for everybody to hear it, but we have it now, so I just want to read this. I preached this forenoon from 1 Chronicles 17, 16 and 17. Hope I was enabled to speak with some liberty, but found my own heart sadly unaffected. That is someone who is being honest. And we say this word grace, and you know, sometimes we don't even think about what grace really is. We forget sometimes, as Joe has preached before. We forget. God remembers. But this world's religion says grace in relation to religion as if it's a product you purchase in a store. They say it as if it's some kind of accessory that you wear. As has been said before, they sing the hymn Amazing Grace and don't even know of the grace they sing about, because they do not see themselves as wretches, nor do they know what a wretch is. Grace is not something any individual born of Adam can purchase. What Christ did was to purchase us back so that he could shed his grace on us, as we read here in our passage. Paula heard someone's daughter telling her mother, Jesus Christ is not God. Jesus Christ is just a man. To that I say, there Jesus is not God, but that Jesus Christ of Scripture is God, and that to the fullest extent. Most of us have probably heard the analogy of the boy who made a boat or a kite. The boat at some point was lost. Then one day he was walking by a store and saw his boat for sale in the window. The boy went in and purchased the boat. He then said to the boat, now I own you twice. I made you and I bought you. Jesus Christ created the world and all things that are in it. He holds everything together for those whom he chose. He purchased them back from their lost estate. Those not chosen, those to whom Jesus is not their God, he did not purchase them back. Their God is themselves. We read here that we are saved by grace. This implies at least two things. There are those who need saving, and those who need saving will be saved by grace. We are told where it comes from. It comes from God. In fact, everything involved in salvation comes from God. The grace, the salvation, and the faith. This salvation is done through faith. So unless you have this faith that comes from this God, you will not be saved. So let's look at today, what is grace and the source of the grace? What is faith and the source of that faith? And who is God? So number one, what is grace and the source of grace? The word grace, as I've said before, simply means favor. We know what it is to favor someone. We do things for those we favor to help them. Now, our favor or grace towards someone does not do anything for a man or woman's soul. It is certainly a good thing for us to be gracious to others. I know I'm certainly bad at not being this way towards others. But my graciousness will do nothing for an individual and their soul. My graciousness might be there one minute and not there the next. God does not change. So if he favors someone, he will always favor them. No harm will come to them as it concerns their soul. So the grace of God is not for or towards everyone. But we are still looking at what is grace. We read in John 1:14 that Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. John 1:14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. But this is not all. Jesus Christ is said to be grace itself. So Jesus Christ is the grace of God, Titus 2:11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. We know who it is that brought salvation down to mankind. It was Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is full of grace and truth. That is, he is full of favor from the Father. But he is also full of favor to those whom he chose and loved. He came down. There were many people who saw Jesus Christ physically, but yet they did not know who he was. But Jesus Christ manifest his love for his people by dying on that tree. So when it comes right down to it, grace is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is grace. If you do not know Jesus Christ, you do not know grace, because he is grace and he is full of grace and truth. So this answers the question of what is the... So next comes the question of what is the source of grace, but this kind of answers that question. It's obvious, not because I say it, but because God has said it. Grace is spoken of by a lot of people as if it's something that makes their religious worship fun. It makes their life more enjoyable. But those who know Jesus Christ and therefore know grace know that when grace is given, everything begins to get harder. Life begins to be tougher. Not all know the grace of God. Some will never know the grace of God. But had it not been for grace, no one would have known grace. Romans 11:5 says, "Even so then, at this present time also there is a remnant according to the election of grace." So election, that is, choosing by God, is totally of grace and has nothing to do with what man would do or not do. God chose us in Christ, because in Christ is where we see grace and truth. But the scripture gives testimony of this. Romans 3:24 we read, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus." But those whom God chose began to see they have a battle to deal with because of this flesh. What does Paul say in Romans? Romans 7:24 and 25. "O wretched man that I am." Am, that I am, not was. "O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin." Those who are God's have been shown who Jesus Christ is and what he had to do. In order to favor them, or that is, show grace to them, realize by that grace that they are wretched individuals. They began to see who the grace of God is, and because of another gift, they began to believe what he says. Grace given has faith. So now we come to faith, and I won't be long here. What is faith and the source of faith? Faith, as we read in our text, is a gift of God. So no one is going to work up faith. It has to be given by God, that is Christ Jesus himself, or you will not know God. Faith given comes from the source of grace, because Jesus Christ is also the source of faith. He authored it and he perfected it. Hebrews 12:2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Because Jesus Christ does as it pleases him, you will not have faith unless he wills to give it to you. Faith is the fountain from which flows belief. Belief is directed toward the source of that faith because it is his faith. So Jesus Christ is the object of faith. If you think that you have worked up faith, then you do not have faith. God's people have been taught of God through faith and by his Spirit, and they know that without the gift given by God, they would do nothing but have unbelief. God's people cry out continually, "Lord, I believe. Help thou mine unbelief." It is faith given by God that enables us to see and know grace. That's what we are told in Romans 5, 1 and 2 we read. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. So we see right here, it tells us that we by faith, and that is faith given by Jesus Christ, have access. And that is we can see and understand some of this grace wherein we stand before God having peace with God. What does this mean, having peace with God? Grace and faith enable us to believe the record God has given of his Son. To the extent that we lay down our arms against God and we agree with God against ourselves. We agree that we are enemies of God as we are born in nature, and that he has loved us with an everlasting love, which was manifest in Jesus Christ dying for us. So then we have peace with God. So that leads me to, who is God? Jesus Christ is grace, and Jesus Christ is God. So it is God himself who had to come down and hang on that tree. But yet we have men and women who want to say Jesus Christ is not God, he's just a man. So let's see what God's word says about that. Anyone listening doesn't have to take my word for it. God tells us himself in his word. What do we read in John 5:8-58? Jesus said unto them, "Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." But this is not the only place. This is not the only place. Turn with me to John 18. John 18, I know you all know of this, but John 18, let's turn to that. John 18 and verse 4. John 18 and verse 4. This is when they were in the garden and the soldiers come to take Christ. And here we read, "Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. And as soon as he had said unto them, I am, they went backward and fell to the ground. Jesus Christ in both of these passages gives them the name of God, I am. Jesus Christ is the great I am. This is the very thing that the Jews, those Pharisees, wanted to kill him for. He made himself equal with God. The reason that he did this is because he is God. Yet all some can see him as is just a man. He is both man and God at the same time. This God-man is grace personified. He is full of grace and truth. We know this I am is the name of God. What are we told in Scripture that God told Moses? He told Moses this was his name. Exodus 3 verses 13 and 14 we read. And Moses said unto God. Is this no doubt we're talking about God here? That's what it says. And Moses said unto God. Behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and shall say unto them, the God of your fathers has sent me unto you. And they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? And God said, so we're talking about God. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, I am hath sent me unto you. So Jesus Christ is God. And anyone who says different does not know the God of Scripture. They in fact don't even know Scripture. But it is not a wonder they have not been given grace, or they have been given that not have been given faith to believe him. Maybe God will change their mind. He changed mine. I was like this at one time as well. I've not always believed. What was it that a lady told Henry one time? She said, I've been a believer all my life. And Henry said to her, that's too long. We all come from this very same place of unbelief. But God be thanked that he is pleased to those whom he has loved to come to them in time and do for them what they needed. He did this by coming down and dying. But he also does this by coming to those individuals in time and giving them faith by his plenteous grace. That not only possesses, but that he is. It is Jesus Christ that does this. That is, it is God that does this. We read in our text, Ephesians 2:8, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. So we come full circle back to our text now. Grace saves us. Paul is even quick to let us know this in a previous verse in our chapter. He says in verse 5, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved. We are saved by grace through faith. This coming from God himself. Grace, faith, salvation is not of us. As we are born in Adam, we know nothing of grace, faith, or salvation. As we have said from Scripture, we are nothing but enemies of God. But I thank God he was pleased to give us this. Grace and faith and salvation which Jesus Christ personifies. They are both all his to give. Because this says it is the gift of God. Make no mistake about it. Jesus Christ is God. And I like to say that over and over, as Bruce Crabtree says. I like to say that. If you're going to see God, it will be in the face of Jesus Christ, or you will never see God. We see him now by faith. The faith that he, that is Jesus Christ, has authored and perfected, but also given. Because faith, if you have it, comes from Jesus Christ. God has so purposed, and in saying that, I mean to say that Christ has purposed that salvation will come through faith. Faith, if you have it, this is what faith does. Faith believes God. faith believes Jesus Christ. He is what faith believes. It believes Jesus Christ. It believes who he is. Jesus Christ is God. It does not believe that he is just a man. It believes the record God gave of him, and that record is that Jesus Christ is God. He is the great I am. But faith also believes what he has done. We are told the gospel is Christ and him crucified. Faith believes that Jesus Christ not only made us, but he purchased us by his shedding of blood on that accursed tree. We are saved by grace, and Jesus Christ is the grace of God. So we are saved by Jesus Christ. This he does through faith. Jesus Christ is the author and finisher of faith. So faith comes from Jesus Christ. When God sheds his grace on you, you won't remain in a corner. As Earl used to say, it will leak out on you. It causes his people to glorify God Almighty. That is, it causes his people to glorify Jesus Christ, and other people will recognize it. Galatians 2:9 we read, and when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Do you see that? We cannot and do not see the heart. But God does allow us to see others who have had this grace poured out on them. We know this grace if he has been pleased to give it to us. And we recognize others who have had this grace shed on them. It comes out on us. We talk about it. We live it daily. It is always on our mind and in our thoughts. All of our thoughts may not be of him. We do still have this flesh, but he is there for us daily, and we think about those things constantly. But what are we told to do in Hebrews 4:16? Let us therefore come boldly, boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in grace to help in time of need. Let's read Ephesians 2:4-10. Here in our text. Let's read this whole. I just want to read all of this. Ephesians 2:4-10. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace are you saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Oh, that I might know him. Oh, that I might know Jesus Christ, who is grace and who is faith. Jesus Christ, who is full of grace and full of faith. Jesus Christ, who wrought our total and complete salvation by his works and his works alone. All these he gives to his people because Jesus Christ is God. May we give all glory and honor to him because it all belongs to him. Amazing grace. That grace which puts us in all of him. How sweet it sounds to us. Because it saved a wretch, a no good, a no account enemy of God like me. Christ is everything. He is all. Amen. Dear Lord God, thank you for allowing us to speak words of your Son today, dear Lord. Apply these words to our hearts, dear Lord. Cause us to look to you, to see you always, dear Lord. We're all too often not thankful to the Lord for things that you do to us and you do for us. And we often forget. We don't think on these things as we ought, dear Lord. Help us, be with us, dear Lord. It all comes from you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.